John Amici and Frances Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. In the morning finds the Dickerson automobile straining under the additional weight of a house trailer moving in the general direction of Yellowstone National Park. This is John Dickerson's first vacation in 7 years. His wife, Blanche, is determined to see that he gets a good rest. They've been driving steadily for 9 hours. Listen.
John.
No.
Don't slump like that.
I'm not slumping.
You are, too. Your eyes are almost closed and your head keeps lolling on my shoulder.
Well, I'm sleepy, Blanche. I can't drive anymore.
You're not driving, I am. I haven't touched the wheel for the last 8 hours. I've driven all the way since we left that gas station in Bakersfield.
What are we doing in Bakersfield?
You and the car got tanked up at the same time. I'm warning you, John Dickerson, I'm not going to stand for your conduct much longer. I'm growing old having to battle with you because of your acts. What do you think I am?
Old battle axe. You'll put out the lights, Blanche.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm not listening. Drive careful, Blanche. Good night.
I wish we'd never started on this trip.
Shh.
I won't shush. You've got no right to treat me like a truck driver. You haven't been 1 minute's help to me. I don't know where we're going. I can't understand these dials on the dashboard. I'm telling you now, John, if you fall asleep once more, I'll run out of gas.
Oh, you say it, but you won't do it.
That settles it. I'm not going to drive another step.
Well, pull over to the side. You can't stop in the middle of the highway. You're blocking traffic.
Oh, all right. It won't start.
Let me see that gas gauge. Empty. Why didn't you tell me we were running low?
I told you I didn't know anything about it.
Well, there's no use sitting here. There's only one way to get this outfit over to the side of the road, and that's by pushing it. Now, don't touch a thing until I tell you. Okay, Blanche.
I can't even budge it, John. You come out and push.
Wait a minute. Let me try this stuff. Why, you didn't even have the ignition key on.
There, that's that.
Turn off the headlights, John, and come back here in the trailer. Where did I put that suitcase with my nightgown? John? John? Where is he? What's he doing in that car? How can that man sleep with his head in the glove compartment?
What's the matter? What time is it, Blanche?
Come on out of that car and sleep in the trailer. Now, watch your step.
I'm sleepy. I don't want to open my eyes.
Go on. Get in. Now, take your clothes off.
Where's the bed?
Just pull down the ironing board and hook it to the bread box.
I can't sleep on an ironing board. What kind of a trailer is this?
You don't have to sleep on the ironing board. That just makes the slab.
Oh.
Now, you just fold the stove underneath and slide the seat pads on top. There. Isn't that clever?
Wonderful. Good night.
The other bed hooks on the other side. See how simple it is?
I hate it.
Oh, you're never satisfied with anything. This trailer's a darn sight better than our apartment, if you ask me.
Yes.
It's got every modern convenience. There's more closet space than we have. There's a lovely metal sink, and the bathroom is out of this world.
That's what I was afraid of.
Not a candle. It's an electric bulb shaped like a candle.
Well, turn it off and go to sleep. Oh, I've never been so tired in my life.
And if it won't trouble you too much, I'd like to get out of my clothes. Would you mind unzipping my back?
Back up.
Thanks.
Here's the zipper.
I couldn't help it. The darn thing came off in my hand. Why don't they sew it on tight?
I'm going to take it back to Madam Selma's and get a refund. Then I'm going out and buy some real clothes.
Oh, you got plenty of clothes.
I have not.
You have, too. You spend a fortune on clothes.
How can you say that? All I own is this dress and that red dinner gown. And I got that gown for a ridiculous figure.
Well, you were fatter then.
I'm talking about the Don't you go babbling about me spending money for clothes. Is it any crime that I need a new dress?
You always need a new dress. When I married you, you didn't have a rag on your back, and now you're covered with them. I need...
It's true, though. All I've got is rags. And you scream your head off if I buy one dress a year. In another 2 months, I'll have absolutely nothing to wear around the house. Then what'll I do?
Pull down the shade.
Believe me, Gloria Goosby got the right kind of a husband. That Leo gives her everything, and he never squawks. Leo covers her with diamonds and bundles her in furs. Leo bought her a blue mink coat last month, and the month before that, Leo gave her a pearl necklace.
Yeah, pearl.
I saw her last week, and what do you think she's got wrapped around her little finger?
Leo.
She's got a ring with a diamond in it as big as my head.
Maybe it's as big, but I'll bet it's not as thick.
You be careful how you talk to me, John.
Well, you're always riling me up. I didn't start anything. You did. You want to do nothing but fight, fight, fight.
Keep quiet. You'll wake the neighbors.
What neighbors? We're in a trailer a million miles from everybody.
I wish I was home.
Oh, so do I. Good night.
Oh, John, can't we even enjoy ourselves for 1 week? I didn't mean to start anything.
Well, get to bed. I'm so tired, I don't know what I'm doing.
All right. Well, hand me my cold cream from the overnight bag, will you please, John? It's right under your bed.
How do you jam all this stuff into one small bag? Hairnet, bobby pins, slippers, stockings, bathrobes. Here's your cold cream.
Thanks, dear.
What's this? Since when do they put fur on them?
All earmuffs have fur on them.
Oh, they're earmuffs.
Blanche, I don't feel like talking. I want to sleep.
I don't understand you. I swear I don't. You never want to talk. Not to me, anyway. I mean a real conversation. John?
Yeah?
You know you haven't actually spoken to me for 3 months.
Mm.
Why is that, John?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
See? And you say I start everything. Can't you say something nice to me just once in your life? Must you always dig at me?
Blanche, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care. I try to be sweet to you, and you won't even be civil.
Oh,
I'll bet there is another woman alive who has to humiliate herself the way I do to get a kind word from her husband. Why did you marry me if you can't stand the sight of me?
I can stand the sight of you.
But you don't love me.
Yes, I do.
You don't, you don't, you don't.
I tell you, I do.
Then why don't you say it?
I've said it until I'm blue in the face. I made records in 7 different languages. I broadcast it on Truth and Consequences. I even offered to stamp out John Loves Blanche with a hot branding iron, didn't I? You wouldn't let me do it, would you?
No.
Why not?
Because it was burning my hip.
Well, if you can't stand a little pain, don't keep asking for proof of my love. I'm going to tell you for the last time, Blanche, no man ever felt about a woman the way I feel about you.
Honest?
Honest.
Do you really despise me?
You know I do. Start that all over again, Blanche.
Well, I can't help feeling that... What was that?
What was what?
Outside the trailer. I thought I heard somebody prowling around. Get up and look, John.
Oh, there's nobody there.
You left the keys in the car. Why don't you get up and look?
There's nothing to look for.
That proves that you don't love me. You once told me you'd face death for me, didn't you?
Yes.
Then why don't you go see who it is?
How do I know he's dead?
I'm scared.
Oh, don't be scared.
John, if anybody breaks in here, will you save me?
Yes, I'll save you.
Why?
Oh, what's the matter with you, Blanche? Why don't you just calm down and go to sleep?
I can't sleep. I'm worried.
Well, I tell you, there's nobody outside.
It's not that. I've got something to tell you.
Well, tell me.
If you give me a kiss, I'll tell you.
Tell me later, and I'll kiss you later.
You might not feel like kissing me later.
I don't feel like kissing you now. Not after the way you upset me. What have you done?
You remember when we stopped for gas in Las Vegas?
I remember.
Well, I went into the washroom to powder my nose, and they had a slot machine built into the mirror.
You went for it, huh? How many nickels did you lose?
It was a dollar machine.
Oh, Blanche, you didn't lose a dollar.
I lost $47.
$47? You squandered my life savings on a one-armed bandit.
I was only trying to make enough to pay for the...
How can you throw away my money like that? I work like a slave to hold on to a few pennies. I deny myself everything. I've been sewing collars on your old bloomers and wearing them for turtlenecks.
raffle ticket for a quarter.
What raffle? It was a pawn ticket. I hopped my teeth. Thanks, I take it all.
John, quick. There's somebody unhitching the car.
Don't try to change the subject. We're going to have a showdown if it's a lamp.
John, look out the window.
What are you talking about? Where? What happened to the car, Blanche? It's gone.
I told you there was a problem, but you wouldn't listen.
Oh, how do we get the police? That crook made off with my car.
Well, you don't have to get hysterical, John. He can't get away with it.
Why not?
Because I copied down his license number.
What's the use? Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.